Okay, so we've been joking, Walt and I, for about the last 45 days about if you'd like variety in your weather, you're living in a beautiful part of the country. We go from, you know, 36-inch wet heavy snowfalls on May 1st to flooding and drought conditions at the same time.
Matt Zika is with us this morning from the National Weather Service in Negaunee Township to kind of talk about a little bit these red flag warnings, fire danger, all that. Good morning. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Let's get right into it here. We're under a red flag warning again today. Now, this is something that we don't see very often, but what does that mean with this continued fire danger we've been talking about?
Well, really, when we're in a situation where it's been so dry and a red flag warning, we have certain parameters that say, oh, we should issue a red flag warning, which is basically the sign to the public, don't be outside burning anything. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so usually you need the right combination of temperature. You need temperatures to be in the 70s or warmer. You need the humidity to be very low, less than 20% in many cases. Mm-hmm. And you need a wind component. However, we're probably quite not there with the wind component, fortunately. But because we've been so dry for so long over the last 3 weeks, the fuels are just ready to go.
Why have we been so dry? What has gotten us to this point?
Well, the atmosphere is kind of blocked up right now, and so we haven't been able to move storms from the West Coast to the East Coast like we typically do. And so with the big blocking pattern and a large area of high pressure right over Ontario and Eastern Canada preventing the storms from moving into the Upper Great Lakes, we've just been in this persistent dry period.
And that low pressure system you're talking about right now is kind of the catalyst for what we're seeing on the East Coast right now, because they spin counterclockwise. It's over Ontario and it's driving all that smoke from the eastern provincial fires in Canada into New York and Philadelphia, where the Tigers game was canceled. We're not seeing that, but we have seen some atmospheric changes with the smoke from the Canadian fires, which has been interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. And if we look, I mean, there's been millions of acres burned across Quebec and parts of Ontario. And with that load just sitting off the East Coast, spinning counterclockwise, we had some last weekend, Friday, Saturday. Yeah. It was pretty smoky locally, but that just kind of nudged a little bit further east, and now it's all along the East Coast.
So as we were saying a moment ago, we had a very heavy, wet snow first part of May. There was flooding, but then there was what seemed to be a rapid dry out and some drought type conditions, or at least very dry conditions, which is where we are here now in early June, just over a month later. How did we get here? How do we go from one extreme like that rapidly?
Well, it's not unusual to go through these periods of time where the atmosphere gets all blocked up and we get stuck in a pattern for a couple of week time period. Shockingly, after our big snow at the beginning of May, we were running a precipitation surplus that was so great that if we didn't have another drop of rain until the middle of August, we'd still be right on normal precipitation for the year. We didn't think we would start to go.
Okay, so now I know how this happened.
Our totals, you know, at the 1st of May. I like how you say that, precipitation surplus, meaning there was a lot of water in that. That caused some problems, that caused some issues, but now here we are now. In fact, this morning is a lot clearer. Matt Zika is with us in the studio to talk about some of these weather conditions that we are seeing here, especially over the last month. Matt, one of the things is that we had a very wet, beginning of the month of May, which seems to have come into play with the mosquito situation, our bug situation. Tell us how that worked.
Well, we were very wet coming out of April into the early part of May, and I think that set the groundwork. I'm not a bug expert by any stretch, but that set the groundwork to where then once we got past the snow melt right at the start of the month, we got warm for a while. Mm-hmm. And so it allowed
the standing
bugs.
Water. You had all the eggs, everything that hatched. So,
what do mosquitoes do? They go out and they make little mosquitoes. And they did. Lots of them. Yep. Yeah.
And that's what we're seeing now. Now, one of the things is that we had some upper 70s, 80s, even, you know, knocking into 90s in some areas or so a week ago. We had a frost advisory overnight or a frost warning overnight. Is this all normal, or does this just seem a little bit, is it normal, but it's happening faster, or what?
It is. I mean, it's not that far out of the realm of what we usually see. I mean, we've actually had frost every month of the year here in the UP, so it's not atypical.
That's pure Michigan, by the way. That's for Dave Lorenz.
But we're definitely set. I mean, the air mass has just been so dry, so when we get these clear calm nights like we had last night and the last couple of nights, mm-hmm. it's very easy for the temperatures to fall back down into the 30s.
All right. So we got a lot of people driving into work right now screaming at their radios. Ask the question. Do we have any rain in the near future at all?
If you would ask me Monday or Tuesday of this week, I'd say, oh, you're going to have to wait at least till the end of next week. But fortunately, the model trends, everything that we're looking at the last day and a half suggests the beginning of next week, our prospects of at least substantial or significant rain are definitely on the rise. So too early to say 100% certainty we're going to see substantial rain next week, but we're definitely trending that way. And I know it's going to be much welcome over much of the central and eastern UP especially. And we'll continue to do our rain dance to make sure that comes to fruition early next week.
I've probably said this a billion times. I don't envy you people in the weather game.
It's tough right now. But we appreciate the update. And of course, people can follow you with the NOAA and the National Weather Service sites and everything like that, because you'll have all the updates there, Facebook and all the other social medias as well. Appreciate your time this morning, Matt Zika with the National Weather Service. And we will talk with you sometime soon.
All right. Great. Thanks for having me on this
morning. All right. Missed any of this conversation? And the prayers for rain, it'll all be on our website later today at sunny.fm.